No, 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 I mean the astral alien, the creature bacchanalian, no good Episcopalian believes it's Pan.
It's who?
Why, Pan.
Oh, Pan!
He was half a quadruped and half a man. He was mischievous and naughty, and your troubles all began when you first heard the pipes of Pan. Not Zeus, nor Thor, though they made the lightning flash and thunder roar. If you journeyed all the way from Madagascar to Japan, you would not find the likes of Pan. The goddess Aphrodite, she seldom wore a nighty. One may be high and mighty, but that simply isn't done. What made Medusa horrid?
The snakes upon her forehead.
Right. Her countenance grew florid when they wriggled in the sun. But Pan,
oh, Pan,
he was sort of like a bad Samaritan. With his cloven hooves and pointed ears, he simply had no time for tears. He had to lead his gypsy caravan. The man was Pan.
Please, sir, what other gods were there?
Let me see. Achilles and Adonis and Apollo and Aurora are among the ones I might possibly bring to your attention. Calypso and Cassandra and Pygmalion and Pandora. Now, just for amusement's sake, let's see how many others we can mention.
Hercule.
Rise.
Ceres.
Vulcan.
At his mighty forge.
Galatea.
So there was.
Calliope.
By George.
Jupiter. His name was Zeus.
Minerva was his daughter.
And Gemini.
And Pluto.
He was famous for his water.
And Neptune.
And Ulysses.
And the Titans and the rest I know, but who possessed the magic pipes that no one else possessed?
His name.
Yes, yes.
Was Pan.
Good guess. He could neigh and he could whinny when he ran. And he played a sort of cross between a schottische and pavane when he played on the pipes of Pan. Fair Echo was the maiden whose charms were heavy laden. He loved to serenade in hopes that someday they would wed.
But she preferred Narcissus and longed to be his missus.
Till his analysis has found he loved himself instead.
Oh, his analysis has found he loved himself instead.
Dear Pan.
Dear Pan.
Sweet Pan.
Sweet Pan.
So we leave him in the fields, Olympian.
Bye, Pan.
And some April when he passes, we will see the waving grasses and a set of cloven hoof prints where he ran.
Ready, pop!